our desire tonight is not to leave here the same way we came in. If we can touch him, if he can touch us, amen.
Amen.
It's a work of providence. So I think we sang about that as we dismissed on Sunday about reach out and touch the Lord as
amen.
He passes by. And so
yes,
the same God that was here is here.
Amen.
He was and is to come. Amen. So we're glad to be with you all tonight. I preached on the mysteries of the kingdom on Sunday. For those that weren't here, I'll probably review a little bit as I go through this. So not to, for those that were here, God bless you all. You get to hear a double portion, I guess.
All
but just not to, I'm not going to re-preach it, but just a few things I'll touch on again. So if you want to open your Bibles to Matthew chapter 25. And now I'm looking at the clock here, and I come out to wait in the lobby, and I notice a clock out here that's not running with the other ones. And I find it very ironic that it was set at midnight, because we're going to talk about that. So I don't know if that was intentional or not, but praise the Lord anyhow.
Praise the Lord.
Stopped right at midnight. So it was 3 minutes till midnight back in the 60s where we at today.
Amen,
and so now we're glad to be with you all here again. Glad to see Brother Andrew made it back, and apologize for pulling the rug out from under him. But you know, the Bible says, a man's lips praising, not their own. So to put a rosebud there for him. So we're just happy to see the Lord blessing his ministry like that, and pray that he continue to bless him here as well and all of you. Matthew chapter 25, and before I rattle on here a lot longer, we'll go into the reading of the word here. In the first verse, it says, "Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps," now they had lamps, "but took no oil with them." So they had a way to make light, but they didn't have the means to produce it. Amen. "But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps." Amen. So not just in the lamps, but they had vessels that they had oil stored in here. "While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept." Now notice the condition of the church at this time. Amen. Everybody's asleep. There's not anybody looking for it. Nobody's awake. What Jesus prophesied, "Will I find faith on the earth?" It wasn't there. It was black. But a voice is going to come. It's going to separate a group of people here. Now they're all going to hear it cry, but only some are going to be ready for it. Amen. It says, "And at midnight," hallelujah, "there was a cry made, behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him." Now notice the bridegroom sends somebody else. He doesn't cry himself, "Hey, here I am." But he says, "I'm going to send a messenger to say, here I'm coming." Amen?
Yes,
so he sends a voice to proclaim his coming. "Go ye out to meet him." Hallelujah.
Yes,
now, well, the bridegroom comes, so just stay where you're at and be content with your lot in life. But there's something for you to do. Now get up. Arise from that and go and meet him. Where he's at is where you need to be at. Amen.
Amen.
Not looking to heaven saying, "Well, he's so far away. If I could just touch him." But where he's at, that's where I'm going to be.
Amen.
Where he is. Amen. Hallelujah.
That's right.
He says, "Then those virgins arose and trimmed the lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out." Amen. They had oil, but it went out in their church, respective church age, if we could say it that way. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. But the wise, interesting, "Not so. There be not enough for us and you, but go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he," now look who's speaking, amen. "But he answered and said, Verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh." Notice that who's coming. It's the Son of Man. Amen.
Amen.
Let's just have a word of prayer here. Heavenly Father, we do thank you this evening. Lord, as we spoke the other day on the mysteries of the kingdom, Father, those mysteries were given to a particular people. They're not for everybody, but they're for us. Lord, just as I would share a secret with my wife, I might not share with anyone else. You have a little bride on the earth today, a little wife that's made herself ready. She's got her lamps trimmed and clear, her lamps and her vessel, they're filled with oil, Father. They've heard a cry. They've heard a shout. It's the message of this hour, Lord. Lord, they've heard a voice, and they have responded, Lord, to that voice. It has gathered them to a meeting. Hallelujah. It's taking us in a rapture. It's provided a way of escape for us, Lord, that while the foolish, they're without the gate, Lord. They're without the kingdom. There's an entry. You've, as you prophesied through the Apostle Peter, you've ministered to us an abundant entrance into the kingdom by coming through through a capstone prophetic ministry unto charity, that these things would be in us and abound, Lord. Not just be in us, but they would abound through us. Through us, that we would not be barren or unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. We're so thankful to be ordained to bring forth fruit for your glory, Father. Not as a withered tree, dead, twice dead and plucked up, Lord, but you've ordained us to bring forth the fruit of the Spirit, Father. You've ordained us to be perfected in a bride. For you are the Lord, and we are the branches. Oh, Lord, may you just now, Spirit, that eternal Spirit, energize the vine yet again tonight. Bring forth great glory and honor for yourself, Lord, in this time. And Lord, we will always be so careful to give you praise, glory, and honor for it. For we ask it now in the unfailing mighty name, the name above all names, the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And the church said, amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. You may be seated this evening. Blessed be his name. I'd like to speak on the midnight cry tonight. And as I said here, there's a voice that introduces the bridegroom. Amen. Yes, now he will later answer to all these people. But in the introduction, amen. In the introduction, there's a messenger sent. Somebody sent to make a proclamation. Behold, he's coming. And, you know, I don't know. I'm not trying to be critical or whatever. But I remember back in the day, they had that song, The Midnight Cry. How many knows that song? I like that song. It's nice, but if you think about it, it's not really scriptural, amen? Because this cry is not talking about the translation of a body. It's talking about a message, amen?
Right. Yep.
There is a message, and we talked about this, and you know this, and I'm going to preach it again.
Right.
It's like I was telling Brother Andrew the other day. If I came here and said, I got something new to preach to you, that's when I would get concerned.
Yes, sir.
Amen?
Because
I've got nothing new to give you, but I'm just directing your attention to the fact that a voice. There's been a voice, and it says, behold.
Yes.
In other words, well, now what is behold? It means to look, to see, to take notice. Amen. In other words, this is not something afar off. You can see it's coming into view. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
There's a visibility. There's an appearing. Amen. And he's coming. Amen. And behold, the bridegroom cometh. Oh, hallelujah. What is it? The prophet tells us, what is the shout? It's a message. To gather the people, not to scatter them, hallelujah,
amen.
But to gather them, to go ye in, go where the bridegroom is at, amen. I find this interesting because we live in a very treacherous age, amen. And people nowadays, the critics of Brother Branham will say, well, look at all the different ministries that came out of him and his ministries, and they criticize it and say, well, see, that just proves the message is wrong. And I'm thinking, well, what about Jesus?
Yeah.
Look at all the groups that call themselves Christian today. Look at all the factions and denominations and the nonsense. And does that take away from the vindication of the Messiah himself?
Amen.
Amen. And so we see that as the prophet taught us, in every revival there's twins. Is that right? Amen. If they did it in the days of Jesus, if they did it in the days of Paul, if they did it in of Moses, why is it such a strange thing that the people will point their finger and criticize when it's exactly scriptural? It always happens, amen?
Amen.
A cry goes forth, and there's five wise virgins, and there's five. Well, there's four there. There's five, amen? There's five foolish, amen? Is that right? We see this even as far back as Abraham. Is that right? Now you look at Abraham, amen? Here's a man with letters H-A-M in his name. Is that right? Seven letters, H-A-M. And out of this man, there's a promise made that in him will all the nations be blessed. Is that right? And he, amen. Oh, hallelujah. Now look, now Abraham, he tries to produce the promise. He knows that the promise is going to come by him, but he tries in his own strength. Now you look at Brother Branham. You look at the gift in his life and how he got in the permissive will of God. You look at the people he went to. Abraham is trying to produce a promise, amen? But it wasn't for Hagar. Why? Because she was a bondswoman. She wasn't part of the marriage. She wasn't part of the promise. She was a servant. She was a bondswoman. And when she went in and when he went in and had a child with her, all it produced was a wild man. Now you think about this, because Abraham himself thought, this is the child of promise. Abraham himself thought, this is exactly what God was speaking of, but God would come and say, no, that's not what I'm talking about. You've gone to Pentecost, you've gone to these conventions, you've seen all these people saved, you've seen these great meetings, but that's not what this is about. But I'm going to produce a child with Sarah. I'm going to have you go into highways and byways and go to the rejected and the offscouring and the lowest and the least, amen? Oh, hallelujah. He wasn't going to send him to the Tulsa, to the Oral Roberts University and have a great revival there. He wasn't going to, you know, you watch Deep Call Thunder the Deep. The senators weren't going to gather around, repent. We'd have a national revival and this country would fall under the glory of God. And we'd serve God and we're going to be the people that send the gospel in all the earth. That's not what it was about. They said, no, in your frailty, in the end of your ministry, when you feel like you can't go on, I'm going to give you strength and I'm going to produce a promised child. I'm going to produce an Isaac, and that's who I'm going to bring the promise through. And even Abraham himself had no idea, but God knew all along. Is that right? And, oh, hallelujah. Now we look at all the great things, all the groups that come out of this. We can look at all the Ishmaels, but I want you to notice that when God is speaking of redemption, he doesn't even consider Ishmael in the promise. When he says, and he calls for Abraham to sacrifice Isaac, he said, now go and take thy son, thy only son, and offer him as a sacrifice, amen? He's not even considered, amen? The seed's not heir with a shuck, amen? The child of the bondswoman cannot be heir with the child of the free woman, amen? There's always going to be enmity there, amen? There is enmity straight from the garden, is that right? Two seeds wrestled in one womb. Two lineages, two powers, two spirits. And they've been warring ever since. You can look at the trail of the serpent. The beast in the beginning is the beast in the end. Same lineage is the same fight, but the same God has the same victory. Amen. Our God is not defeated. He's not weaker than he's ever been before. He hasn't exhausted his strength throughout time. Oh, hallelujah. He's an inexhaustible fountain of life. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Abraham, even after Sarah dies, He takes a woman by the name of Keturah, and the Bible says he had seven sons. Amen? And I find it interesting because the Bible tells us, now we were in Matthew 25, now we're going to go to Genesis 25. The Bible tells us in Genesis 25, amen, that when Abraham was old, he gave gifts unto all his sons. Is that right? He gave them gifts, but he gave all he had to Isaac. Oh, hallelujah. I'm glad I'm not just getting a portion, amen? I'm not just getting part of the word. I'm not just getting blessed. I'm getting it all. Amen. The whole thing's for me. We've got a 7-course meal prepared for us. And you should not go out of here hungry tonight. Because everything you want, everything you have need of, has been provided for you. You don't have to go down to the store to get material for a wedding dress. This wife, this lamb's wife, she's made herself ready. Why? Because there's been a man who's provided her with all the material she needs to ready herself for a rapture, amen? Aren't you glad God didn't say, oh man, I forgot to pick that up at the store for you. Man, the wedding's in 3 minutes. What are we going to do? You're not going to be ready in time. No, he's thoroughly provided everything. He left nothing out. You don't have to wonder, well, I wonder if he's going to like this, if he wants this as part of this. He's given you exactly what you need. Hallelujah. Oh, and I'm thankful because he even knows the size to put it in, amen? And if you're not big enough for it, guess what? You'll grow into that second-handed rope. Amen. People always, you notice that. That's what they do. They're getting ready for the wedding. Oh, this doesn't fit this way anymore. And we got to get this in a certain way, and they got to fix the dress and change this. No, but God had it right the first time. Is that right?
Right.
Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Brother Bram says here, and the seed is not there with the shuck. 65. He says here the seed, one seed, not seeds. Paul talks about this in Galatians 3. One seed. These others were not seed of Abraham, because Abraham's seed was the faith seed that God was speaking of, not his natural seed. Because after Sarah died, Abraham married another woman and had 7 sons besides daughters. So it wouldn't be Abraham's seeds, it was Abraham's seed, one. And that was Abraham's faith seed, pointing to the royal seed that was to come through Abraham's faith, not Abraham's natural life, but Abraham's spiritual life, who took everything contrary to God's word and called it as though it were not. And believed God against hope, believed in hope. That's the real seed we're speaking of. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
I've been studying the charismatic renewal and all this stuff lately, I'm getting warm already, praise the Lord. Man, somebody was talking about how cold it was in here. They said, well, then vent's up here, I'll take it.
Yes,
amen.
Sure.
Hallelujah. You look at the charismatic revival and you look at the healing revival and all these things, and they come out of one voice, amen?
Yeah.
One voice at midnight. There wasn't voices, amen? There was one voice, and you look at the Charismatic Revival broke out in Philadelphia, and it goes to Notre Dame. And these are people that had originally come out of Brother Branham's meetings. Is that right? Now here they are all the way, and now it's going into the Catholic Church. Is that right? They're hearing the same voice, but the response is different based on their condition. Some of them want gifts. Some of them want some light, amen. But some people say, you know what? We've got our vessels full, amen. We're not looking just to have light. We're looking to be full, amen. Oh, well, I'm getting ahead of myself here a little bit, amen. Look, there's many lights. Is that right? Is that right? Many marvel not that Satan himself is transformed as an angel of light. Amen. Oh, there's lights in the world today. There's many lights. Hollywood's got lights everywhere. Is that right? But those lights will lead you away from God, not into where the bridegroom's at.
Sure, amen.
Amen. I was reading this here. I don't know if I'm going to read all this, but I went to one of the Catholics, their own deals, one of their own reports or whatever, and they were talking about this. And I'd like to read this to you if I can for just a moment here. And it's talking about the charismatic renewal, because what I want you to understand is the Pope they've got now, he's all on board for this sort of thing. And I'm not saying that he's this guy or this guy, but the spirits at play, it's setting up for this, because we're looking for an entity to come with lying signs and wonders. Is that right?
Right?
It'll look so close, it'll deceive the very elect if it's possible. Amen?
Amen.
Yep. Now it says here, and this is off this, if you want this, I can give it to you later, but it says, although customs and terminology were grafted on the Catholic charismatic renewal from these Pentecostal sources, it says, the Catholic Church had its own part to play. In the January 1st, 1901 beginning. Now, for those that don't know the background of Pentecost, Charles Parmy's at Topeka, Kansas. He's got a class there. He's a Methodist minister. And they're trying to find the evidence of the Holy Ghost. And they think it's speaking in tongues. And they have a woman. I think her name was Agnes Osmond. And they pray for her. And she begins to speak in tongues stuff. And from there, it moves on. Amen? Now, notice this. It says, on that morning in Rome, before young Agnes Osmond started speaking in tongues, it says, Pope Leo XIII ushered in the new century by solemnly invoking the Holy Spirit over all of Christendom. Now, he's doing this in the morning before this happened. Now, think about this for a second. Because now they're taking credit for it, basically. Watch this here. It says, one of the chief ends, and I want you to notice the motive here. One of the chief ends that Pope Leo had explicitly dedicated his long pontificate to was the reunion of all Christians. Now he was asking the Holy Spirit to bring his work to maturity and to bear fruit with a renewed outpouring of his gifts, not just over Catholics, but over all disciples of Christ. It says very few in the Protestant Orthodox worlds, indeed, not even many Catholics, are aware of this historical fact. But to believers who attach such specific meaning and tangible effects to the invocation of the Holy Spirit, it can be no small matter. And he begins to talk about this nun. She'd wrote about this to him and it inspired him. And just for the sake of time, I'm going to go down here, But they end up, they after she died, they named her the Apostle of the Holy Spirit in 1959. I'm thinking, what a thing is this? Amen? I tell you, well, praise the Lord. In 1901, that day, though, he invokes this and he prays this prayer. And his purpose in wanting God to do this is to bring unity. Now, notice what it's unity with them. Amen? With them. That God was going to do this to bring unity with them. Is that right? Because it's a lying sign. One of Brother Bram says this, if I can read it to you out of the Voice of the Sign 64. He says here, he says, I know God. Now, we talked about this on Sunday a little bit. He says, I know God can do things that's not wrote in the Bible. But to me, we're living the hour that we should be very careful. That Urim Thummim today is God's Bible. That shows what's supposed to take place today. When they think we've got to build a bigger organization, we've got to go to the ecumenical council, that's a sign of unity. To me, it's a sign of the Antichrist.
Yes,
remember, it's a lying sign. It's not that the sign's a lying, it's the voice behind the sign. Amen? They might have genuine miracles.
Yes.
They might have genuine outpouring and all these things. And they're living off the power in that vine, but they're grafted in. Is that right?
Yes.
But the voice behind it says, join with us.
Yeah.
Join with this group. Become part of this organization. That's not the voice of the bridegroom.
No.
That's not the voice of the beloved. That's not the voice of the messenger. Says, behold, the bridegroom cometh. Amen. They want you to join something. And this voice is not a voice of joining. It's a voice of birth. That you're not joining a family. You're not joining a church. You're born into it. You're a part of the family. Amen?
Amen.
Oh my. He says, that's exactly what the Bible spoke of. Sure. It's not a scriptural sign. Only on the other side, it says, let the believer know which way it's headed. It says the Urim Thummim is God's word, and that's what he said would take place in the last days. So it is a sign to you, but it has a completely different voice to you.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
How many, maybe you hear us talking about a while back, they had this, it was this bishop from Argentina, and he knew the guy that was the Pope now, and they're on Kenneth Copeland's show, and they're all clapping and praising God because this is the greatest day, and Luther's revolt is over, and we're going to be united with the Catholic Church. And a couple weeks later, they've got 50,000 of these charismatics praying in tongues over the Pope. Is that right? All this stuff, what is it? It's a sign. And to them, it's a sign they're rejoicing about it because they're looking forward to this. But to us, it's a sign that we're rejoicing because we're leaving all this behind. We're getting away from this. Why, they're running over there buying, amen?
Yeah.
With their money,
yeah,
with their novenas, with all their nonsense. They're trying to buy all, but guess what? We've got it already.
Amen.
Somebody gave it to us. It comes straight down from heaven, hallelujah.
Amen.
And why they're out there trying to buy up, oh, they're running around trying to get ready. Oh, hallelujah.
Yeah.
Listen, saints, this is not a time to get ready.
That's right.
This is a time to be ready.
Yes. Amen.
Come on, somebody. This is not time to get around and get ready to leave. This is time to be ready already. This is time to watch and pray. I've got my bag packed. I'm waiting for the stagecoach. That boy from the armor company said he'd come back for me. And it might be 3 minutes to midnight. He's coming back. Oh, hallelujah. I'm not sitting there going, well, maybe I should have made the bed. Maybe I should put this stuff back. Oh, maybe I forgot something in the house. I don't want to miss one thing. I'm waiting at the stop. I'm not looking out the window saying, well, when I see a dust cloud, when I see California slide in, when I see this take place, when I see these great manifestations, I'll go outside and get ready. No, I already heard. The voice told me he's coming at this time, and I'm already outside. My bags are all unpacked. I'm wearing my wedding dress. I'm ready to go.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Yes,
well, I tell you what. How many's ready to go?
Amen.
Ready to leave in the twinkling of an eye.
Amen.
Oh my, I tell you what here. He says a man say, well, I got a PhD, LLD. I was made so-and-so. I'm Dr. So-and-so. That's no Bible sign. I know about it. Well, I'm the head of so-and-so. I'm a district man. I'm a bishop. I don't care what you are. There's only one sign we look for, and that's the vindicated word of God when it's, thus saith the Lord. That's the voice of the sign.
Amen.
God's word first. When the Urim Thummim spoke, they said, that's right.
Yeah, right.
Now, well, I don't know about that. Now, was that light or did somebody just trying to flashlight?
Yeah.
Did they make this up? Was this, can we prove the documentation behind this? They saw the light flash and said, that's right.
Amen.
That's nothing but the truth.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
When them lights flashed, the sign was there. The voice was true. Hallelujah. Oh my. He says, but now notice the people has made that of none effect today by their traditions. Amen. I was talking to a brother here a while back, and we're talking about the Full Gospel Businessmen Association. He was saying years ago, this is after Brother Branham had passed away, there's a Catholic bishop, charismatic Catholic. He was around here. His name was Father, I think it was Barticelli, and he became real big around the area, and he was preaching all these meetings. And Damon Shakir himself was propping this man up. And he was taking all these different places and saying, this is what we're working for, and this is what they're looking for, unity. Is that right? They're looking for this. And he went so far as to say that this man, he said, this man's the most spiritual man I've ever met in my life. And I'm thinking, here's a vindicated prophet of God.
Yes,
they'd printed at one point in their magazine, this is the Elijah that was to come.
That's right.
Now he's saying, this man, this Catholic priest, he's the most spiritual man I've ever met.
Hey, brother, come on now.
Damas has forsaken
That's
me.
That's it, absolutely.
Right. Well, I'll tell you what. You know what? I was trying to look this stuff up, and I was looking up the Shakarians, and somehow I got on that stupid believe the sign thing. They were talking about the only prophecy that we can see that was ever fulfilled that Brother Bram said was when he prophesied that Sister Florence was going to die and said, well, the doctor said that she was anyway, so that was much of a prophecy anyway. I'm thinking, well, that's strange because their mom, the doctor said that she was going to die, and the same prophet spoke to the same family and said she'd live. Is that right?
Absolutely.
You think about this because he talks about when he meets him, he goes there to pray. Is that right? And the doctor, he said that there's a Greek doctor there. And he goes there and he begins to pray and says, the angel of the Lord came by and said, in 3 days, she'll be out of this bed.
Right.
She'll be serving you. Is that right?
Sure.
And this doctor said, you got no right to tell that woman that. You're giving her a false hope.
That's right.
Oh, got a lot of them doctors today. Is that right? You're giving this woman a false hope.
Yeah.
I love how Brother Branham, how he handles it. He says, I'll tell you what then. Because the doctor said she'll be dead in 6 hours. He said, I tell you what. If this woman ain't out of this bed in 3 days, I'll put a sign on my back that says false prophet. And you get in my car. And you sit in my car. And you beep the horn. And you drive through Los Angeles. And you follow me the whole time. And I'll walk through Los Angeles with a sign on my back that says false prophet. And you honk my car horn. And you beep that. But if she gets up.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. But if she gets up, you put a sign on your back that says quack doctor. And I'm going to get in your car, and I'm going to beep the horn, and I'm going to walk you through Los Angeles with a sign on your back that says, quack doctor, amen. The man didn't want nothing to do with that. I love it, Brother Branham. Brother Branham says he eventually baptized, repented, and gave his life to the Lord. Is that right? 3 days later, the doctors had wrote her off. Hallelujah. The doctors had wrote her off, but her family said, we can go to this man, a vindicated prophet. Oh, my. 3 days later, she stepped out of bed. Now here he is. This is the most spiritual man I ever knew.
Oh my.
I tell you what. Brother Bam says this in present stage of my ministry, 62. He says, now I imagine Damas, speaking about Damas with Paul here, he says, and I imagine Damas didn't forsake him and start off to nightclubs.
Come on, brother.
I don't imagine Damas did that because Damas was a spirit-filled man.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, there's a difference. Is that right?
Absolutely.
The rain falls on the just and the unjust.
Amen.
He was a great helper. If you ever took to the history of Damas, he was a notable preacher, a fine cultured man, highly polished, educated. He was a smart man, but why would he forsake Paul? That's the thing. What made him do it? Forsake Paul. I don't believe he wanted to go to the nightclub or anything, but I believe it was God separating Paul.
Yes.
Now I imagine Damas. He says, let's take some of Damas' thoughts. As I was sitting down here on the hillside wondering the other day about daylight, and I was thinking, why would Damas want to leave that fellow? Why would he leave that poor little preacher that led him to the Lord? The man who spearheaded the revival among the Gentiles, a prophet indeed. No one could say but what he was a prophet. He was more than a prophet. He was an apostle and a great and mighty apostle of the Gentiles. And Damas would associate with Paul, had fellowship, seeing the Spirit of God move on that man. Why would he turn his back on such a person as that? Have been vindicated that he was a servant of Christ. Did you notice Paul here? Loving this present world. He says, now I don't think Damas backslid. I don't think he did that. But I think he got the wrong opinion of Paul. Brother Branham, he tells us, he talked about how Damas come from a rich family. He had money. Is that right? He'd look at Paul. Here's a man with only one coat.
Right.
Paul, he'd shaken the world. Is that right?
Sorry.
He'd preach to the Romans. He'd split synagogues. And he'd tore up cities. And he had revivals. And they had riots. And all this stuff. And now here he is sweating it out in a jail. Nobody wants him to come preach at their church anymore. Come on, somebody. I wonder how many churches today would want Paul to preach in their pulpit. Well, let me go a little bit further. I wonder how many message churches today would want Brother Branham to preach in their pulpit. The man himself, they claim to follow. If he got in their pulpit, they'd kick him out. Come on, somebody. They'd throw him out on his coattails. That right? Say, we don't want none of that nonsense here. The vindicated message of the hour, the very messenger, amen?
Yes.
Oh, they say they believe. Oh, I believe Paul was a great man. I believe he had a great ministry. Oh, but when money comes in the way, when money gets in the way, when popularity gets in the way, when denomination, when tradition gets in the way, it's a different story all of a sudden. And the man that you walked with for decades, a vindicated man of God, now he's just a byword and a hissing.
Yes, sir.
Oh, my. What was it? God was separating Paul.
That's right.
Because when Paul looked his weakest,
yes.
When Paul looked his least,
yes,
when Paul looked like he was all done, rode off, and he was all used up, that was the crowning of his ministry.
Right. Amen.
You look at Jesus, he goes up on the Mount of Transfiguration,
right,
he's transfigured, the glory of God comes down, the voice speaks from heaven, so he can go get crucified.
Right.
Sweat great drops of blood in the garden.
Right.
No angels came to set him free. He could have called for him, but he didn't.
That's right.
All right. His disciples didn't rush his aid. They scattered like sheep. Is that right? The crowning. Jesus himself prayed, Father, what shall I say? Save me from this? This is why I'm here. This message. Brother Branham preaches them seals in 63. Says, you don't know how many friends I'm going to lose over this. This is what it was all about. And they said, oh, he's starting to get off on something now. No, he's coming to something. He's coming to a finish, amen. He's coming to a culmination. I have fought the fight. I have run the race. I've kept the faith.
Amen.
The faith of our fathers that turn your hearts back to it. I've kept it.
Amen.
I've kept it safe for you, amen.
Amen.
I didn't mix the message up with denomination. I didn't mix it up with that, amen. God had to separate him from all that, because when he was mixing up with that stuff, people say, yeah, it's funny because Brother Branham himself talks about the Trinitarians and say Brother Branham's oneness.
That's right.
And the oneness say he's a Trinitarian. People today, the charismatics, they've all got different opinions. Pentecostals got different opinions. God had to separate that man.
Amen.
So he'd stay because he wasn't called to preach to the world.
Right.
He had a ministry, he had a pull, but within that,
there
was a message, amen? And that message, those mysteries, it's for an elected people.
Right.
It's for an elect lady, amen?
Amen.
I was talking on Sunday about the Baptist Church, the international, their missionary board for the Southern Baptist Convention. They've recently passed a measure now where they will accept a man in their congregation that speaks in tongues.
Wow.
I know Brother Andy was here. Some of you weren't here for that. Amen. They have churches over in Africa and different places. And since Pentecost is the biggest denomination, fastest growing denomination in the world, they're trying to pull these people in. Well, they don't want tongues in the church, but these guys already know better. They've already been done there. Amen.
Yeah.
So I say, you know what? We'll accept that now. Not because it was in the Bible in the first place. Not because it's right, not because it's vindicated, because we want more people.
Yeah.
We got to fill the church up, is that right? Oh, I tell you what. But God's word is the same, amen?
Amen.
We look at the move of these churches uniting together. We look at this, they've accepted several things, actually. They passed another measure that I didn't realize this, but it used to be if you were baptized by someone that wasn't part of the Baptist church and you wanted to be a Baptist, you had to be rebaptized by a Baptist.
Yeah.
Isn't that something? I'll tell you what, is that the formula for you that were here Sunday? Is that the formula, brother? Oh, I tell you what, oh, there's a people, though, that while Peter yet spake those words, the Holy Ghost fell. Is that right? Look, I don't care. You could have been baptized in a horse trough somewhere. You could have been baptized in a muddy stream. But if you repented of your sins and you were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, he has promised to give you the Holy Ghost. Oh, hallelujah. Look, they're arguing. We got dipping forward 3 times, dipping backwards 3 times, up, down, up, around, all this other nonsense. But for people who believe,
amen,
they've had a voice,
yes,
that has called them into a place.
Hallelujah.
It's given them access. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, my. I tell you what. The Catholics, they're all uniting, these charismatics, and they're coming together and they're accepting, speaking in tongues and everything else. Amen. Which is biblical, but not the way they're doing it, because they're not biblical. Because their spirit is the spirit of Antichrist. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
What is it? It's a modern Babylon. Amen?
Amen.
Because for all their evidence and all their manifestation, yet they don't have one voice.
That's right.
They've got many ideas separate from God. They're coming to one idea, but it's not God's idea. Amen?
Sure,
amen. And Brother Bram says here in the end time seed sign, 62. And he talks about this Presbyterians, different places. But he mentions this here. I want to read this. He says, Episcopalians, they wrote a great article, a folder that long, said, we need speakers with tongues. We need divine healers in the church, having healing services. People out praying for the sick. Amen? Now that's good, but watch. What are they trying to do? Get oil in their lamp. Exactly.
Amen.
That's an end time seed sign. Amen?
Yes,
while she was trying to do that, the bridegroom come, and the bride went in, and she was locked out.
Amen?
Right. Amen? Like I was saying earlier, what if they want the light? Amen? False light. Brother Bram tells us the greatest robbery that ever took place was by a false light. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
I think it was $7 million back in the day. They had a false light set up and they did a train robbery. A false light robbed them. Amen?
Amen.
And today, we are in danger. Not so much of darkness, but of a false light.
That's it.
Amen? Well, we're just as vindicated as these guys. You know, we believe just as much as these message believers. We believe the same word. It's okay to mince this and compromise on this a little bit. That's okay. We all believe in Jesus. We're serving the same Jesus.
Yeah, brother.
Oh, my. Is that right? A false light, the greatest robbery. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
What? Now, I want you to keep this in mind. Robbery is not the same thing as theft.
Nope.
Amen? If you go in, you break into somebody's house when they're not around, you take their goods, that's stealing. That's theft. Amen? When you put a gun to a man's head, violently take it from them, that's robbery, amen. You take it by force, is that right? And the kingdom of God until John, even and all, it suffers violence, and the violent take it by force, amen. And if you want this kingdom, you have to press in.
Because
if you don't press in, the devil will press you out. Is that right? There's a warfare going on. There's robbery going on today. And I don't care who you are or how long you've been serving the Lord. This is Laodicea. It's a day of lukewarmness. And the devil's trying to rob your joy. Amen? The devil's trying to take your peace. He's trying to take the promise from you. Amen? I don't care who you are. You're in Laodicea. You have to fight every day just to have a devotion at home. You have to fight every day just to have a prayer life.
That's right.
Is that right? They come to Brother Ben. Why can't we pray like we used to? Amen. The Spirit's changed. Amen. We're in the midst of death and uncertainty. Amen. It's not as easy as it used to be. You've got a fight on your hands.
Amen.
You've got the greatest battle ever fought on your hands. Amen. You've got to fight just to get on your knees some days because the devil will keep you busy. Well, this is important. I've got to get this done. It's false light.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. But the people that say, you know what? We're going to serve God anyhow.
Yes.
Well, I got to take a break this week from serving God. I don't know if I can make it here. I'm just so tired. I'm just so wore out.
No.
Hey, man.
Come on, brother.
Oh, well, that's a good time to pray.
Amen.
Hey, man. Was telling me one time about a guy he witnessed to or whatever, and he said, well, I just have trouble praying every time I pray. I fall asleep. And he told him, he was like, is there a better way to fall asleep than praying?
Yeah.
Is that a problem? Amen?
Yeah.
We're so caught up in it. Well, I just don't, have the strength that I used to. I just don't have the zeal that I used to. Amen? You're still here. Amen?
Yeah. Right.
The devil will come and say, you're slipping out of God's hand. If you're in God's hand, you can't fall out.
Right.
But you've got to fight. Amen? Because he's coming to rob you of your devotion. He's coming to rob you of your prayer. He's coming to rob you of reading the very things that Brother Bram said, gets closer to God. Read your Bible and pray. Amen? It's so simple, yet it just seems so hard to do it in Laodicea. Well, we got time for fun. We got time for work. We got time for more work. We got time for more fun. We got time for activity. I guess I'll just, thank you, Jesus, for this day. Pass out. Find yourself slipping further and further away from what you used to have. Watching the devil, he's robbing you. My. I tell you what, the violent take it by force, amen? Man, so many Christians, they just sit there and they just get beat on all day. I'm like, man, you got a sword on your belt. Man, whip that thing out every now and then. Man, he's nothing but a big old bully. And you know the thing about a bully, the reason they're a bully is because they ain't got nothing to go on, amen? So it's all scare tactics and fear because they're afraid you're actually going to stand up to them, amen? Look, the devil's nothing but a bully and a liar and a murderer from the beginning. He ain't nothing. Man, people trying to fight the devil. I don't have to fight him. He's already lost.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Oh, the spirit of Laodicea is trying to creep in. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Oh, but we've got power.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Brother Andrew the other day, I was talking to him. And I said, sometimes just standing up is winning. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Say, I'm still here. I haven't given up yet.
Yes, sir.
Amen. You put on the whole armor of God. Why? That you can stand. And having done all,
yes,
to stand. Amen.
Yes.
Just the fact that you're standing here tonight, standing for this message, you haven't give up. You say, man, I feel so defeated. You're still standing.
Amen.
You're still standing. When the world says he ain't going to make it. Man, there ain't nothing to it. Man, he's going to pass out. He ain't going to make it. He ain't a spiritualist guy. You're still standing tonight.
Amen.
When so many have sat down and fallen away and gone to sleep again, you're still standing tonight. It's a victory. Just to even be here tonight.
Amen.
It's a victory to still say, I believe this message, amen.
Hallelujah.
It's a victory to say, you know what? The same Holy Ghost,
glory,
that met me,
yes,
one day, he's led me this far. He ain't got away from me. He never let me. He never forsake me.
Right.
Oh, hallelujah.
Glory.
We have to be so careful, amen. Because the devil's real subtle, amen. Laodicea is not in your face like that. It's the little foxes that spoil the vines, amen. Be a little bit here at first and a little bit there. Amen. It's like I said, don't get ready. Be ready. The denominational spirit is the one that said, let's get ready. The foolish virgin said, let's get ready. Denomination says, we need to get ready for something. I ain't getting ready for nothing. Amen. Oh, I'm made ready.
That's right.
I'm going to close with a thought here. I was watching TV. Some of y'all got quiet. At work, they put these things in. It was the news, okay? It's all right. Well, You see this this shooting they had in Charleston. Now the big thing is getting rid of the Confederate flag. And I'm thinking, yeah, you know, if we get rid of the get rid of that flag, everything will be all right in America. There's no more pressing issue today in the world. No more pressing issue today in America. If that flag were there, they'd still be alive now. The economy would be fine. Churches would be fine. People would be fine. Oh, I tell you what. It's funny because I mentioned this to somebody at work. And she said, the problem today is that the parents don't parent their kids. I'm like, I heard a man say that. I said, I heard a man clear back in the 60s say something about that. I said, the problem today isn't juvenile delinquency, it's parent delinquency.
Amen.
Amen? Amen. Why is somebody stumbled about and tossed about today? Parent delinquency, amen?
Right.
Nonsense. And I'm not just talking about your natural parents. Spiritual parents, churches, leaders. They've neglected that God has given, even the natural minister of the Bible said God has placed them there for your good. Is that right? And if they've neglected the duty, they have to answer to God because they are ministers for your sake. Amen? We're in a day and age where it's all about being politically correct, and we got to champion this cause. We got to get rid of this. Amen? What we need is the Holy Ghost. Well, we need better counselors. No, you need the Holy Ghost. We need better books. No, you need the Holy Ghost. We need a better theology. You've got the message of the hour.
Amen.
Amen. What you need is what you already got. Amen.
Amen.
I don't need something else. Hallelujah. All you need to do is drink from what you got already.
Amen.
That seed inside, if you just drink and you drink, amen, it'll push out.
Amen.
Oh, you don't have to go dig it up. Amen. The life inside you will push out. It will produce a body change. It'll produce divine healing. It'll produce salvation in your home. It'll produce blessing. Amen. It can't help it because every seed brings forth after its own kind. And if his seed is inside of you and he's the giver of every good gift and he's the father of life, guess what? Hallelujah. Well, look, if there's none of us here that have kids, they asked us for bread, we'd give them a stone. I'll tell you what. We see the time that we're in. We see the prophet tells us in the book of Revelation there's two woes, is that right? There's four winds. The angels went and they held back the four winds. That third woe won't come, is that right? We see these winds moving again. We see the winds have changed. Black winds howl, is that right? The winds have changed. You think about the 60s. You look at Brother Branham's day, civil rights movement. Trouble with Russia. Is that right? You look at the things with the church, the uniting of the church. It's like we've gone back in time, amen? Why? It's the same spirits. The spirits never left. The people left. The men left, but the same players are there. It's the same spirits. Is that right? They never left. Why is it? Now it's like we're going back in time. Why are the wind moving again? They would have happened then, but there's some angels that had to hold a wind back. Why? Because there's a bride. Her seed was hidden in the earth.
Yes.
And in the long suffering of God that we account salvation, there was a Kent Roush. There was an Andrew Kressel. There was a Maria. Amen. There was people on the earth, and God said, I have to hold back them winds. I can't let it happen just yet. I've got a few more seeds in that field to glean. Amen. Now the winds are moving again. How close are we? 3 minutes till midnight? 2 minutes to midnight? We've heard the midnight cry already.
Yeah.
Well, hallelujah. The Bam says in here, Uniting Sign Time 63, says, the wise men coming down from Babylon, notice where they came out of Babylon. The wise men came out of Babylon to go see Jesus. They screamed, where is he? Born King of the Jews. He's on earth right now.
Yeah.
We've got to find him. That's right. And I believe he's so close to coming that I can say, behold, the bridegroom cometh.
Yeah.
Woo! Prophecy fulfilled.
Amen.
Here's the voice. Behold, he's so close. I believe I can say. Let me tell you this tonight. I believe it too. Let me say it to you. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. I hear the midnight cry. Amen. We're right at the end of time. Oh my, the hour we're living in. Oh, hallelujah. Again, he says here, that's right. Let's get ready for this midnight cry. It's coming in an hour when you think not. There'll be a cry. Not amongst the unbelieving world. Amen. Amen? It'll be a secret. But the believers who are looking for this, you see the stars coming in line. Oh, there are seven stars in the hand of him. All right, we see it all lining up. Hey, we didn't know who these guys were, but they lined up. A prophetic message lined them all up. And the wise men see it, and it caused them to go out of Babylon. Oh, hallelujah. Come out of her, my people. Be not partaker of her sins. Come out of Babylon, amen. Come to see Jesus. Come see where he's at, amen. Oh, hallelujah. He's hidden in the manger of our hearts. He's hidden in humanity. Amen. He's so close. Listen, he's so close. I believe I can say, behold, the bridegroom cometh. He says it's a secret. Is that right? The believers who are looking for this, you see the stars coming along. What did it produce? Just like it, exactly like it did the first time. Ooh, the word made flesh.
Amen.
See, here we are. The signs are coming. It's among believers. Amen. The cries itself. So why we look at people falling away? It was told, we were foretold that would happen.
Right.
Unbelievers don't fall away.
Right.
Hallelujah. It's not for the unbelievers. It's for those that say they believe and the ones that can see the stars.
Amen.
All seven of them.
Yes, sir. That's right.
All of them line up. Amen. Oh, listen. I tell you what, when them wise men went to Jerusalem, they're the most holy city, the most holy people. They couldn't see it, but them wise men knew where to look.
Yeah.
Oh, they come all the way from the east. They come from east and west.
Yeah.
Oh, my. It drew them somewhere. Amen.
The
message, it brought a separation. Is that right?
Amen.
This gospel, this message, amen. Going back to Matthew 13 from the other day. In the end time, the harvesters would go out in the field. Is that right? And what would they do? They would bind the tares.
Right.
Before there could be a harvest, they had to bind the tares together.
That's right.
Amen?
The
they're being bound right now. It's their uniting sign in time. We're getting together where they're supposed to. You bind the tares first.
That's right.
Amen? If they weren't bound, I'd be concerned. But since they're binding together, that means the harvest is at hand.
Yes.
Oh, toss your sickle in. The harvest is at hand. The fields are white. They're ready for a harvest. Oh, hallelujah. It's that original seed. Amen. We're not harvesting the shuck. We're not taking the tassel and all this other stuff. The seed has come back. It's come back to seed form again. The same life. The same seed. You know, if you took a corn seed, I don't know how close you want to inspect this, but if you're not looking for faults, you look at a yellow kernel of corn, you plant the ground, you see a bunch more, they look exactly the same, Brother Kent. You can't hardly tell the difference, is that right? And the same life, the same Jesus, the same person that was planting the ground, the same seed, now not one, but many of the same. It has come to a place of adoption. It has come to a place of maturity. It's come to a place where the same life that was in Christ, that we can say that we are now the sons of God. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. It's the end time seed sign for us. Amen. God bless you all. Let's stand this evening. I tell you what, we're in the midst of battle, of warfare. We've heard the voice. You got the oil. The only thing to keep you out is if you get distracted. Amen.
Right.
Amen. The wise, they heard the voice and they went in. They left where they were at and they entered in. Amen. Pray tonight if we haven't entered in. Don't wait to enter in. That's what the foolish did. They were
right.
Getting ready to enter in.
Yeah.
Be ready to enter in. Amen.
Yes,
let's bow our head for a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we're thankful tonight. People preach sermons about these verses. They sing songs about it. But Lord, we've heard that voice.
Thank you, Lord.
We heard it in 1964 say, behold, the bridegroom cometh.
Mm-hmm.
We heard it when them seals were opened and those thunders uttered their voice. It awakened the bride.
Yes,
many felt the pull of that message. Many recognized something was supposed to take place. But there was a wise virgin that heard the voice. And she heard and she understood the bridegroom cometh. And she awoke out of her slumber. She woke out of her stupor. She awakened unto righteousness. And it caused her to leave Babylon. It caused her to leave the things of this world. It caused her to leave tradition. It caused her to leave sin and enter into Christ. To enter into an everlasting kingdom. To enter into a place of mercy. To a word age where all things are possible. Into a capstone. Oh Lord, we're so thankful tonight for an entrance. We're so thankful. We've gone past that outer court and that inner court.
Yes.
We've entered into the very holy of holies where that Shekinah glory radiates. That same pillar of fire that led the children of Israel. That same pillar of fire that struck down Paul on the road to Damascus. It's the same pillar of fire that vindicated a prophet. It's the same pillar of fire here tonight in a bride leading and guiding us in this third Exodus. Lord, we're thankful tonight for a midnight cry. Lord, I think of my own life. I was asleep. I was ailing to the things of God, but there was a voice. And that voice, it seemed strange at first, but I recognized it was calling me to something greater than slumber. It was calling me to a wedding supper. It was calling me to a marriage. Oh, Lord Jesus. Lord, I think of the natural day, the billions of people on the earth. A man will go and he'll look for a woman. Maybe he'll look for pretty eyes, or maybe he'll look for a certain type of figure or a certain hair color. Pick a wife based on that, but you chose a bride based on character. You chose a bride based on her ability to be faithful. You chose a bride that would believe, that would respond to the Word, that would keep home spiritually. She would keep her devotion. She would keep her time with you. She would not dirty her garments with the world. Lord, we come here tonight before you as men and women. Lord, we get distracted in life sometimes. Lord, we get discouraged sometimes. Lord, we make mistakes. We falter, but we're thankful we have an advocate. We're thankful we have a message which has declared that we are the sinless, virtuous bride of Jesus Christ. Lord, we're not caught up looking at this world, this flesh, this world that we inhabit even in the natural. We're looking unto Jesus Christ, the author and the finisher. Lord, you're the finisher. You're gonna finish this thing, Lord. Lord, when we find that we feel like we don't have strength to go on, Lord, let us remember you're the finisher.
Yes, Father.
You're faithful to complete that which we've committed unto your care, that we've committed unto you unto the day of our Lord. Lord, may we not now be disheartened. Lord, may we not now look to the left or to the right. Though 1,000 fall at my side,
yes, Lord.
Though 10,000 fall at my right hand,
hallelujah,
it will not come nigh unto me.
Oh,
I'll not be afraid, for the arrow that flies by day, the terror by day, the pestilence by night, Lord, will not be afraid of these things. Lord, the world's shaken. They've got movements against every sort of idea, every sort of politic. Lord, but we're looking at a baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
We're looking at a token. That token is the purchasing power for everything we need.
Hallelujah.
That token guarantees that when we come to the river, there ain't going to be no trouble for us, Lord. Lord,
hallelujah.
Maybe tonight we wrestle with certain things in our life, but Lord, I can reach in my pocket right now. My keys are still there. I put them there. Lord, I can reach into my pockets and I have possessions. Lord, we can reach right now into that reservoir of the soul. Wherein you dwell, Lord, and we can find there's still a token there. You've sealed it unto the day of your redemption. Not unto the day of our failure, not unto the day of disappointment, not unto a man's day, but unto the day of redemption. It's been sealed,
yes,
by the Holy Ghost.
Oh, Father.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Jesus.
Oh, how we,
Lord,
how we give you praise tonight.
You.
How we are bound always to give thanksgiving unto you. You've redeemed us from the earth, and you've called us to be kings and priests unto you. Oh Lord, how we rejoice tonight in the midst of adversity, in the midst of struggle, in the midst of Laodicea. We rejoice tonight. We lift our hands with praise. We give strength to our voices tonight. We're thankful, Lord, because you are faithful. Lord, you sent a man. You sent a voice, not to send us away, but to call us in. Lord, we believe the voice tonight. The voice of, not just the sign, but the voice of the sign. We believe that it's the same, the Son of Man. It was the coming of the Son of Man. Even as you
thank
said,
you,
Lord.
Jesus.
We thank you tonight for a prophetic voice that we have heard and responded. We have heard from our theophany, Lord. We thank you that this is eagle's food to us. We thank you that this is real to us, Lord. It's not a story. It's not a fable, Lord. It's not just something to entertain us or to ease our conscience. It's life! And it abundantly. It's our salvation. It's our redemption. It's brought us out of the pawn shop and placed us into the kingdom again. We thank you, Father, tonight. Bless your people, Lord. We look at the signs of the time. The end is near. The winds are stirring, Lord.
Yes.
I can hear the rustle in the mulberry trees.
Thank you, Lord.
But I know even as the prophet said,
hallelujah,
the move is on for the bride. He said, that's thus saith the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we're moving tonight.
Hallelujah.
We're moving to glory.
Oh, praise
we're going
Jesus.
To Zion.
Oh,
we're
Jesus.
Marching to Zion. Beautiful, beautiful Zion.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Lord. to think of the splendor of that city, Lord. It's beyond anything our minds can comprehend, anything our eyes have ever seen, anything our ears have ever heard, Lord. Hallelujah. So great and so wonderful because of your mercy and love to us. We thank you tonight, Lord. May you just strengthen us as we walk this pilgrim way. In Jesus' name, amen. I'd like to sing a song tonight before we go. If you have your songbooks, it's the last song in your songbooks, song 320. It's manifesting time, amen. The voice of my beloved, behold he quickly sweeping over mountains, sweeping over the mountains, o'er the hills he runs. Oh, I long to hear his voice, and I long to hear him say, arise, my love, my fair one, come away. Oh, yes. Oh, it's manifesting time. Number. Yeah. Amen. I don't want to keep you any too much longer tonight, but I don't want to leave yet. Amen. I feel that we hear these things so often, and we accept them, and we say that we believe them, but do we really have a sense of urgency about it?
Yeah.
Amen. Paul knew that his time was coming and he was urgent about it. Amen. I look at my life, I need to be more desperate. Amen.
Yes,
maybe you look at your life tonight, I need to be more desperate. Amen. What does desperation do? It brings an assurance. When you've wrestled with that angel and you've gotten to a place where you can't go on, but the day begins to break, you say, I won't let go till you bless me. Amen.
Yes, amen.
Some of us, we give up so easy. Amen. But it's breaking day.
Amen.
Now's not the time to give up.
Hallelujah.
Thanks, amen. Amen. Don't give up now. Say, I won't let go till I get my blessing.
Amen.
I won't let go till I get every promise. Every promise is mine. Is that right?
Amen.
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 Jesus.
As Jacob in the days of old, I wrestled with the Lord. And instead in a courage bold, I stood upon his word. Oh, no, I would not be denied. Oh, I would not be denied. Till Jesus came and he made me whole. Oh, I would not be denied. Old Satan said my Lord was gone and
got more than that. Come on, let's worship him tonight.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Just worship.
Thank you, Jesus.
There's a greater than Solomon in the building tonight.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
There's power over every
enemy. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
God.
You see him standing in front of you, telling you, that promise ain't for you, but
praise
you tell him,
Lord,
I will not
God.
Be denied.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm a Christian.
Thank you, Lord.
I've got the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah.
I'm a son of God, you squatter.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, get off hallelujah. My territory.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Thank
hallelujah.
You. Hallelujah. Jesus.
Hallelujah. Breakthrough
thank
now, child
you, Lord,
of God.
Jesus.
Get into that victory
thank
in Christ
you,
to where there's nothing left but praise
hallelujah,
and joy
Jesus.
And peace.
Thank God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Praise God.
Oh,
praise
my.
God. Thank you, Jesus. Mm. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Praise you, Jesus. How I love you.
Just get real small.
How I love you, Lord.
Just get your thoughts,
thank
your
you,
ideas.
Jesus.
Just push that all aside right
thank
now.
Thank you, Jesus.
Look at him in the face, the Word
thank
of God
you,
that's
Jesus.
Here amongst you now.
Thank you, Jesus.
I could have told you just like Billy Paul, he said once he saw the angel of the Lord, when Brother Branham said he was here, he didn't need to hear that anymore. He knew he was in the
thank
building.
You, Jesus.
I can say tonight, I'll tell hallelujah. You the second he walked in was when I was over there on the side,
hallelujah,
Brother, I was
Jesus.
Wrapping it up. Holy Spirit just began to move.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
I'm telling you, he's closer than you think
thank
he is.
You,
and if you're still in a cloud
thank
of doubt,
you,
Christian
Jesus.
Friend, he's not far.
God,
he's not far
God.
Off. You're trying to get a promise of something God didn't promise. He promised to be in you.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Jesus. Get up into that victory
hallelujah,
of Christ.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Quit making
praise
it harder than what it
God,
is. Would you just fall
you.
In love tonight?
Thank
can we just
you,
refresh
Jesus.
Our hearts in his presence?
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord
hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Praise
don't get
God.
Religious. Just let the
praise
Holy Spirit
God.
Move
thank you,
on
Jesus.
You.
Thank
say,
you,
well,
Jesus.
We didn't sing it this way. We didn't do this
thank
thing.
You,
that all needs to go aside. He's here tonight, Christian friend. Thank the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, just feel the
hallelujah,
hushing of the Holy
Jesus.
Ghost.
Praise
hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Oh, don't grieve his
hallelujah.
Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Don't harden your heart.
Praise
with the evil heart of unbelief, believe all his promises
holy,
tonight.
Holy, holy, holy Lord Jesus. Praise
what an authority in the building.
Jesus.
Jesus Christ, the same
hallelujah,
yesterday, today, and forever.
Jesus. Thank you. Jesus.
Don't leave sick. You don't have to.
Thank
in the name
you,
of Jesus,
Jesus
Christ, you can be healed.
Hallelujah.
You are healed. In the name thank of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Come on now,
praise.
Accept it.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Just see that. Where is that thing at? Hallelujah. Turn your eyes upon Jesus, then. Your eyes
upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face. And the thing.
Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Oh, can we worship him now? Oh, turn your Lord, your Savior, your King, your all in all. Can you turn your eyes on him? Just look him right in the face and express your heart. Look full oh, in his wonderful see his glory tonight and the simplicity of his word. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Turn your playing that soft. Can we all just bow our heads before him? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's manifest in time, church. Thank you, Jesus. The word, you know the truth. Where's your friend? Is it you tonight that God is wanting to get right? Is it you? He still sees unbelief down in there. He's saying that just ain't gonna go. It's got to come out. Christian, it's not time to get ready. It's time to be in a condition of readiness. If you're backslidden in heart, if you just need something from the Lord tonight, would you raise your hands and surrender? We preached on not too long ago, your death will end God's frustration. If you'll just die and just forget your thoughts, forget your motives and all those things, and just let Christ live. All your trouble and worries, they fade away. But you've got to die. You've got to surrender. Don't hold on to some little thing of the world. I adore you as Christ's servant. Don't put any love in anything in this world. It will perish sooner than you believe. How that word came tonight is truth. We'll invest, invest, and invest in things that are perishing, perishing, and perishing. And the word of God sits on the shelf. Our prayer closet's getting dusty. Or don't even exist no more. We put a TV in there instead. Check the thing out, Christian. That was a direct word from the Lord, so don't make it harder than what it is. I believe you'll accept it, brother. Thank the Lord Jesus. Thank the Lord Jesus. If only you could have been in the services, you see, Brother Brandon, when the Holy Spirit moved, it was just that simple. But you're making it something bigger than that. When the Son of Man is still here doing the same thing that he did through a prophet. I don't have his same ministry, neither does Brother Alexander, but the Holy Spirit that just spoke here was speaking all service. He's so close. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. If you're looking for something to happen, Christian, it's right here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you walking in step with the Word? There's no man can get you. We can't have a revival and an altar call and all these things. You have the best minister in the county or whatever you think. That isn't going to help you. You need to just get real with God and believe his word right now. Today's the day of salvation. You'll never get saved tomorrow. You'll never get delivered tomorrow. You'll never get delivered yesterday. Only today can you receive it. Hallelujah. Don't grieve his spirit now. If he wants to use you, let him use you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank the Lord God. Hallelujah. Tells you better act right away. Don't put off. Receive the Holy Ghost tonight. While Peter spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on him. You won't have to convince mommy you got it. Glory to God. Peter just looked at him and says, I know they got it.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on now, just go ahead, press in, die out to those things. Die out, crucify it now. Thank the Lord and you'll be resurrected and it's the greatest thing you've ever done. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Praise God. You say, God, come here for me? God went to Cornelius, a soldier. Who knows how many men he might have killed before the Holy Ghost came. And all you had to do is accept the word and he got it. Don't make it no harder than that. But take it, take it. Get the faith of God. Don't be a sissy about it. Tell the devil it's yours. Don't let him just bring the doubt right back. After you get one confession, he brings 10 doubts. That ain't the way it works. You take the word and you trample over everything of doubt that ever comes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Some of y'all got the Holy Ghost, and you let the devil tell you ain't got nothing. Praise his name. Thank the Lord Jesus. God, we're not just here stalling time. This is eternal value tonight. Thank the Lord. I can't wait till God on the other side opens up July 24th tonight and shows us what happened here. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Strongholds coming down. That's it. Keep on. Keep on. Don't let up. There's a few of you guys still working on real strong, and you know it. All the way down. Get down to where everything, Lord, everything of me is dead now. Everything of this world, anything I wanted, it's all crucified. It's buried. It's gone. Whatever you want, Lord, is my desire. Quicken my soul with the Holy Ghost. Oh, praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't grieve a spirit. Just leave. Just yield yourself to it, Christian. I've only got so much more time. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Kingdoms of my heart. Thank you, Lord. Sing that again. Jesus be the Lord of all. Jesus be the Lord of all. Jesus be the Lord of all. The kingdoms of my heart. Surrender all. Jesus, I surrender all. Jesus, I surrender all. Jesus, I surrender all. The kingdoms of my Lord. Thank the Lord God. Jesus be the Lord of all. Jesus be the Lord of all. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Thank the Lord. Surrender it all now. Jesus, I surrender all. Oh, Jesus, I surrender all. Oh, Jesus, I surrender all. The kingdoms of my heart. Glory of God tonight. Thank the Lord Jesus. It's all over you. Jesus. What a faith in the room. I'm telling you, all things are possible. All things are possible. Thank you, Lord Jesus. What's your ailment? What's your problem? What is it? What mountain did you put in front of God that you say he can't conquer? I challenge you tonight to believe it. It will come down in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Are you brave enough to take the word for yourself? say, this I do in the name of Jesus Christ for the glory of God. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. It's you, brother, sister. It's you. There in that Shekinah alone. Believe in the Word of God. God has sent His gifts to show us the truth. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't be hesitant. Don't. My, you just see that. You think I'm just stolen. I'm telling you, He's here now. Don't think those things. It breaks the spirit up. Hallelujah. If you don't believe this, please leave. If you got to be at work that early in the morning, get out of this building now. I'm not a fanatic. Y'all know I don't do this every service. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise God. Praise God. Lord, have your way in our lives, Lord Jesus. Show yourself the same, Father. I know you're here. Lord, you don't come for no reason. Believing. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, I believe you. I believe you with all my heart, Lord. I love you, Jesus. Waiting for the right time. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Same God that Peter said, rise and walk, has just done the same right in front of you. This word's right. I believe with all my heart. You can put your soul on it. Oh, just worship in the Spirit. Don't worry about no form. Go ahead, speak it to the sisters. I feel you getting annoyed. Go ahead, just worship in the Spirit now. Praise be to God. Praise be to our God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't you love Him tonight? Don't you appreciate Him? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes. There will be a bride that believes the word. Hallelujah. And I'm talking to her right now. Thank you, Lord. The Son of Man's making Himself known all around us. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. All right, let's sing it all together.
Come into His house, gathered in His name to worship Him. We have come into His house. We're gathered in His name to worship Him. Oh, hallelujah. We have come into His house, Christ our Lord. Oh, worship Him, Jesus Christ our Lord.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Can we just thank Him for a little while?